Hello, welcome to Lifestyle Wellness Seminar, Live Well Lifestyle Seminar. I'll get it straight here in a minute. I'm Perry Yeh, your host for today, and our intention with this group is to open our awareness to how we can support our well-being from loving thoughts about ourselves, our body's ability to heal and return to balance, to learn to substitute positive thoughts for negative ones, and to open the door to self-healing, to release anger, regrets, judgments, to forgive and move on, and to learn about living a peaceful and healthy and productive lifestyle. That being said, I have an outline for today, but, you know, life happens sometimes, and it steers us a different direction. And I have an interesting request today that I want to share with you. So I'm going to start with this. And what this is about is challenges. When we have challenges in our life, it can cause us stress. That can lead to illness. So this is a stressful situation. And so we're going to go over and I'm going to share Leslie's request here. She said, "Wow, Perry, I'm so looking forward to this seminar. Timing could not be more perfect. Don't you love it? I'm not quite sure how to simplify my complicated question, but if there were some way you could address how one can go forward with something when they know it's positively right for them, but not necessarily right for the family as a whole. I'm currently separated from my husband of 25 years. I would like a divorce, but he does not. Fear of separation from my kids is the only thing keeping me from being able to go forward. And what I know I have to do for myself. I'm so afraid of the unknown, too, which a divorce will no doubt lead to a lot of. My husband does not want the divorce, but I do, although he does agree with all my reasons for wanting him. So, bottom line, I'm curious to know how you would recommend one overcome fear as a whole, and also how can one learn to be happily alone? In other words, okay by themselves when the children are with their father. I so hope that all this makes sense. I so welcome your input. Thank you." Well, I think this probably will hit on more than one person here at this time in life. So many of us have experienced a divorce. Mine was a 27-year marriage. And Leslie, my question to you would be, if this were your daughter, if she were grown and she was in this situation, what advice would you give her? You are so close to the forest you can't see the trees. You're emotionally involved and other people involved, so things are cluttering your judgment. You clearly stated what you want. And when you move forward, when you make assumptions about the other people, that clutters your decision-making process. When you assume that this is going to be bad for your children or your ex, or you don't want to hurt anybody, you want to be the peacemaker, that clutters your judgment. The kindest thing to do is cut the umbilical cord and move on. What if you knew when you looked after yourself and did what was right? Now, you're setting an example for your children when they get in a situation and they need to take care of themselves, how to go about it. So, will it affect them? Yes. Will it affect the whole family structure? Will it affect you? Yes. It's also cleaning house. It's letting go of what was for what can be. And this goes for your husband, too. There's something better for him out of all this, I promise you. I couldn't see it at the time. My ex wanted the divorce. I had never planned on a divorce. I was holding on. But the best thing that happened to me was when the divorce was final and I could move ahead. And then I discovered I had a passion for doing some things that I wasn't even aware of, that life led me to after the divorce. So, make a clean break, and for the children's sake, when you have them and when he have them, both of you need to sit down with them and set some boundaries and values for your own homes, because his may be different than yours. It may be okay at his house to leave their clothes around or to be messy, and it may not for you. But children can learn to adapt. They do it every day when they go to school. There are certain boundaries and things they can do and can't do at school. If they know what they are, they can adjust to them very well. So you find out when your children are with you, there are certain things, language they don't use. There are certain chores they have to do. There's integrity. And it's also very important that you talk to the children and just ask them, we're going to get a divorce, and I want to know how you feel. Well, they're going to want everything to go in reverse and be back to that happy place when everything was fine. I promise you that. But life happens, it moves forward, and we can't go backwards. But listen to what they're saying on how they're feeling. How do you feel about this? I'd like to hear your thoughts and where you are. And they may say, I'm brokenhearted, I'm crying, I'm this and this. And don't try to fix them. Whatever you do, don't justify and don't try to fix. Just acknowledge them and say, thank you for sharing that. I understand and I can feel what you're feeling. And you want them to be able to talk about their feelings. Go ahead and cry. Give them a box of Kleenex. Let them cry. It's a grieving process. It's letting go of what is. And ask them to trust you that everything's going to be better in the future. Now then, this is going to free you up to go forward. As far as being happily alone, I love my happily alone time. I have my meditation time in the morning on my porch with my cup of tea. If I had a husband, I had to get up and fix breakfast for and do all this stuff and then clean up the house. And I can do it at my own pace. I really love it. And look at it like this. When the kids are with him, that you have a babysitter, and this is time for you to pamper yourself. Go get a massage, get a good book, go to the bookstore, get a good book and read it, and relax. Do something fun. Go to a movie with a friend. Just get out and live your life and start looking at what you want. Now, about the future, as soon as you decide what you want, you will have clarity about your future. And when your desire is greater than your fear, it will pull you right through the fear. When I woke up that day and had the big aha after teaching a DWI class that I could make people, I could motivate them and change their attitude, and I decided I wanted to be a professional speaker. I had no idea how. I'd never spoken, period, other than teaching a DWI class. So, but I knew I had a bunch of Cajun stories that were humorous and funny, and that we all had life situations, and I probably had a Cajun story for every situation that I could make a point with and help people see clarity in their problems through a story, that you need to be persistent, you need to have a dream, you need to be positive, all these things I had in stories, how to overcome obstacles, don't take limitations. So I had many stories I could tell. And was I afraid when I gave my first talk? You bet. I was trembling, my voice was quivering, but I did it anyway. And I recorded it, and my only question when I left, how could I make that better? Not, oh, that was horrible. You can't ever do that again. Your voice quivered. You did this. You did that. I just let that go. And I said, how can I make this better? I need to breathe. I need to relax before I get up there. I need to not talk so fast. I need to give my audience time to laugh and not start with my next line before they finish their laughter. So don't beat yourself up. Be positive about it. A clean cut is going to free your husband up to find something better for his life, too. And I applaud you for knowing what you don't want, and wanting to get out of it so you can make room for what you do want. But again, keep the children in mind, have boundaries, talk to your husband, say, I think it would be beneficial if we had a list of things that we each require of the children while they're with us. So, and don't ever compare. Don't compare what he can do for the kids and you can't. When you compare, you create separation and a lot of pain. Can you know what you do? If you just love them, if you just love them and you listen to them and you hear them, and will they play the two of you together? Yes. Be prepared for it and say, whoa, you know, there are three kinds of business, your business, my business, and God's business. This is something you need to take up with your dad. When you're in my place, we'll do it this way. Now, if they're getting physically abused or something, yes, you can step in. But be careful of the boundaries. And remember to you're letting go. You're not there to fix. You're not there to help everybody else. You're there to plan a better life for yourself. When you're happy and you're in joy and your children are with you, they're going to feel that joy. And it's so much better than living together and everyone walking on eggs and afraid to say anything and don't want to tip the bucket. So go for it. And again, ask yourself, if this was your best friend or your children when they're grown asking you this question, what would you say? And I think you'll find you probably have a lot of answers yourself. So now I'm going to go back and address our topic for the day. The topic for today is what you see, say, and feel is what you get. And this can apply not only to wellness but to everything else in your life. What you see, say, and feel is what you get. The way you see a person is the way they'll be for you. The things you say about your body, your life, your opportunities, or the lack of them is what you get. And when you feel depressed and negative and hopeless, you get that also. So a daily affirmation that we recite every time, and I hope every morning when you wake up while you're laying in bed, before you get out of bed, everyone says, every day in every way I'm getting better and better and better. I am stronger, wiser, healthier, more content. I am peacefully calm. I trust myself and the universe. The awareness quote of the day is, my body is always working toward optimum health. My body wants to be whole and healthy. I cooperate and become healthy, whole, and complete. I nourish my body with healthy foods, lots of water, plenty of sleep and rest, exercise, and peace of mind. Louise Hay had this quote, healing happens. I get my mind out of the way and allow the intelligence of my body to do its healing work naturally. So that is such a huge statement. If you can get your mind out of the way about your hopeless situation, are the limitations in your situation. And so many people get something and they make assumptions about it. Well, they read a symptom on a disease on the internet. And if you go to reading about diseases on the internet, you'll think you have everything out there. So be careful about that. You know, when I go to the doctor, I say, please look for what's right. And that's the way I want him to examine me. If I have an ailment somewhere, I'll tell them about that particular situation. Fortunately, I have a doctor that kind of thinks like I do. And he doesn't want to put you on medicine, so he's a jewel. Last time we talked about feeding your soul and an exercise to do, and I hope you've done these things. You know, I really hope that you will read these pages every day, just once through, to remind you it takes so much time. It takes 21 days to break a habit or pattern. And if you're not aware, we're hiring somebody at work, and we'll have to train them. And one of the people said, oh, it's going to be hard at first. And I corrected them, and I said, what about it's going to be easy and they're going to be a quick learner? We have screened our applicants and we get the perfect person for the job. They adapt easily. You know, those thoughts are free. It's going to be hard to train them, or it's going to be easy to train them. They'll learn quickly because I explain with clarity. So just watch the way you talk about life in general and put it in a positive, and catch when you say, oh, this is hard work, or it's going to be hard, this is something new, I'm going to have an awkward time. Why not say, just like my body can adapt easily and get back in balance, it wants to be balanced and whole. It's a choice. It's a choice. So your feeding your soul exercise for this month is, you will never create good health by talking or thinking about your illness. I hope you get that. You will never create good health by talking or thinking about your illness. Every cell within our body responds to every single thought we think and every word that we speak. You can choose to think thoughts that create a healthy atmosphere both within you and around you. And that came from Louise Hay. I love that. It just really brings us to how much we're responsible for our own health and our own situation and our own happiness. How to stay on course. Your mind will say things to you, and then your eyes will start to look around for whatever it is your mind says you lack. Then your emotions start to follow that, and the feelings start to hurt. The body grabs hold of it, and pretty soon you're sick. So now you know how to be sick, and you know how to make yourself even sicker. You can reverse that. You do it by watching where you put your eyes. Watch what you hold in your mind. Watch where you put the feelings as they come up. Put your emotions where you want your body to go. These are very simple directions for just living life. This came from John Rogers' book, Forgiveness, the Key to the Kingdom. Intention for today. It is my dominant intention to look for things that feel good today. I intend to make my world safe, beautiful, happy, playful, creative, cutting edge, serving, mentally expanding, enriching, and healthy. So how's that for an intention to live by today? You know, read that every day. Have an intention for yourself every day. We haven't had a meditation in quite a while, so I'm going to go back over and select some music and see if I can take us to a peaceful place of serenity and calmness. And this is how we clear our minds and get rid of the clutter, get rid of the worry, the stress. It's just a time to let everything go and come into harmony and balance with life. So if you can find a comfortable chair to sit in, put your feet on the floor, sit back and relax, letting the chair support your body, put your arms on the armrest, close your eyes and take in a really deep breath. Breathe in through the nose, in deeply, 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 hold it, hold it, hold it. And slowly release through the mouth. Breathe out. Deeper and deeper, expelling all the old stale air. Again, breathe in. Deeply. Hold, hold, hold. And slowly release the breath all the way out. Pushing deeper and deeper and getting that old stale air out. Again, breathe in. Hold. And out. listen to the music and the sound of my voice. Sit back in your chair and relax. As you breathe in, notice any tension you're holding in your scalp and your head. And as you breathe out, release the tension. Allow your scalp, your face, your jaw, allow your face to totally relax. Just let it sag. Breathe in and out, relaxing. And with each breath in and each exhalation, feel the tension just like melted butter going down through your body and releasing. And visually go down from your scalp and your face and your jaw and your neck, your shoulders, your chest, exhaling and relaxing. Breathe in, out, exhale and relax completely. Now we want to clear the mind. Let the thoughts go. Let the worries go. Let the concerns go. For these next few moments, you are safe, and this is a safe place. Everything will wait for you, and you can pick it up on the way back. And today we're going to get on a raft. We're going to go to the Valley of Peace. We're going to lay on an inflatable raft in a body of water. Can be a swimming pool or whatever. Feel the gentle morning sun on your face as you lay back totally relaxed, letting the raft totally support you. Your feet or hands dangling in the water, feeling the cool water lapping at you. And close your eyes and allow the raft to drift. And occasionally it will bump up to the edge of the pool. And the water circulator will push you. And you can just, with your eyes closed, just feel yourself moving gently around the pool. Listen to the birds, the wind, the leaves in the trees, the sounds of nature around you. Totally relaxing, letting go of any thoughts or worry. At this moment in time, while you're on the raft, there's nothing you can do. If your house is a mess, it'll wait for you. If you have a to-do list, it'll wait. The world won't come to the end if you don't get it done. This is your time to relax and luxuriate. Just be in heaven. Surrender all thoughtful stress, all worry, all concerns for yourself and for others. It's futile to take on the burdens of others. You live by your example. If you want them to change, show them how you want them to be. And I hope happiness and joy is at the top of the list. Pampering and relaxing and pampering yourself and giving yourself time to enjoy life. Life is temporary and things change, but you have this moment and this is your moment. Just feel the cool water gently lapping up on your raft as you float around the pool. A little breeze, your hands dangling in the cool water. Totally, totally relaxed, letting everything go. As a thought gently tries to come into your mind, say, "Not now, please. Remind me later. This is my time." And just allow all the thoughts to go. Something that wants to jerk you out of your serenity, alas, ask it to please leave. and go back to feeling the water and just focusing on your breath. Breathing in, exhaling, relaxing, and letting the water and the raft support you to hold you up, knowing that you are safe, knowing that all is well, and it will be well when you open your eyes, that everything is divine order. And breathe in and relax. Just feel yourself gently moving around the pool. You're not in control of the way direction you're going. You're totally at peace where the water takes you. Go with the flow of life. Go with the flow of the water. You are at peace, you are safe, and you are secure. Nothing will harm you in this state of serenity and release and surrender of the worldly to-dos. And in this peaceful state, you allow for solutions to arise. You allow for the voice of God within your soul, your intuition, to speak to you. Ask yourself a question that you're wanting to know the answer to. Ask it of yourself. And then don't try to answer from your mind. Allow your intuition, the spirit within, to speak to you. A little thought will run across your mind. It's like a marquee on a billboard. And it'll just flash across your mind. And know that everything in life is always perfect. It's for your highest good and the highest good of others. Are there challenges? Yes. Is there grief and dying? Yes, it's part of living. Can we go on? Yes. Is there something better? Yes. As long as you believe it, it will. This or something better. Ask for it. Ask your intuition. How do I stay in peace and harmony? How can I let go of worries? It's a choice. It's simply a choice. Substitute negative thoughts for positive ones. Be in peace and harmony. All right, I have a closing thought for you today, as our time is just about up. And I do hope you will go back. The outline for today's session will be posted, and Cheryl will send out the notice so you can go to the archives. You can re-listen to the program, or you can just print out the printed outline and go from there. And our closing thought, filling my mind with pleasant thought is the quickest road to health. Filling my mind with pleasant thoughts is the quickest road to health. That's the best medicine you can take. It's a secret the pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. So go forth and fill your mind with pleasant thoughts. Heal yourself. Happiness is on the way. When you can be in your happy place, your body just vibrates with an energy that will heal and overcome anything. Yes, anything. You are the commander of your ship. You're steering the ship. Set your course for pleasant thoughts, for for joy and harmony. And let the wind take your worries. Just cast your worries and your fears and your futures and the regrets of the past and any anger. Anger robs you of your happiness. Just throw it away. Don't allow anybody to take your happiness. Say, excuse me, I need to leave here. This is interfering with my happiness. Honor yourself. Love yourself. Teach other people how, just by being the example of what you want them to be. You are so much more powerful than you know yourself to be. I'm going to leave the music playing for a while if any of you want to stay and stay in on that little float in the swimming pool and keep relaxing. And then eventually it'll go away. So enjoy your trip to serenity and peace and wholeness. And I wish you a week of joy, happiness, peace, health, service to yourself and others, and love. Thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful life.